There are two fundamental issues that individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's confront. One of the challenges winds up being tremoring or shaking, as we are all aware. The other problem turns out being a stuckness, the lack of movement in a particular leg or arm or hand, which makes walking particularly difficult. So it is at the two extremes. Either the body has too much energy and electrical charge, or the body has too little. The challenge turns on the reality that the distribution of this energy is uneven throughout the body. There's too much in some places and too little in other places. Today, let's just even out all of that energy so that throughout our body, from top to bottom, from left to right, the electrical charge is the same. There are no aberrant differences by evening out the charge. Do a quick scan of your body and ask yourself, is this the case for you? Do you have excessive electrical charge in an arm or a hand or a leg or not? Do you have a deficiency of an electrical charge in an arm, a leg, a hand, or a trunk? Is there an imbalance in your body of the electrical charge that is present? This imbalance, you see, is what causes challenges with being able to walk effortlessly or run in marathons, for that matter. Identify now if that is the case for you in your body now, today, at this time. Is there an imbalance in the electrical charge that is present in your body? We know that men are more likely to be diagnosed with the symptoms of Parkinson's than women. The curiosity for me is that males or men are electrical in nature, whereas women or females are magnetic in nature. It should come as no surprise that men are more likely to experience the challenges with the symptoms of Parkinson's than women because of their affinity for being sensitive to the electrical dimension of reality. Assess those electrical imbalances in your body now. Where are there deficiencies, and where is there an abundance of an electrical charge in your body now in the moment? For the distribution of the charge will shift day to day and week to week. And now, with your imagination, place your hands on a part of your body that has an overabundance of charge, and the other hand on a part of your body that has an underabundance of charge, and send the excess charge over to the place in your body that has a deficiency. Just even out the charge now. Do it now in your imagination. Make this possible quickly by doing the quick, short breath and infusing the connection with gold light. So a breath in, hold it for a second, and then a quick breath out. Balancing out that charge so that the electrical energy that is present in those two sections of your body are the same. Balance out now the electrical charge throughout your body so that the charge is the same in each and every cell. Infuse your entire body with gold light now. Quick breath in. hold it for a second, and then a very quick breath out. With your intention, you are now balancing that charge throughout each and every cell of your body. Feel now the centeredness, the balance, the stability that happens when, with your intention, you have asked your body to come back into full balance and harmony. Know in your heart, the body always knows how to heal itself. In these meditations, we are simply setting that intention to be clear. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have an electrically neutral day today.